Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 13, Working from the Heart. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto saving health. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Study not to be a fine preacher. Jerichos are blown down with ram's horns. Look simply unto Jesus for preaching food. And what is wanted will be given, and what is given will be blessed, whether it is a barley grain or a wheat loaf, a crust or a crumb. Your mouth will be a flowing stream or a sealed fountain, according as your heart is. Avoid all controversy in preaching, talking, or writing. Preach nothing down but the devil, and nothing up but Jesus Christ. Marriage. The heart is the savior of the world. Heads do not save. Genius, brains, brilliance, strength, and natural gifts do not save. The gospel flows through hearts. All the mightiest forces are heart forces. All the sweetest and loveliest graces are heart graces. Great hearts make great characters. Great hearts make divine characters. God is love, and nothing is greater than love. Nothing is greater than God. Hearts make heaven. Heaven is love. There is nothing higher, nothing sweeter than heaven. The heart and not the head makes God's great preachers. The heart rates high in every way in religion. The heart must speak from the pulpit. The heart must hear in the pew. In fact, we serve God with our hearts. Head homage or allegiance does not hit the mark in heaven. We believe that one of the serious and most popular errors of the modern pulpit is putting more thought than prayer, more head than heart, in its sermons. Big hearts make big preachers. Good hearts make good preachers. A theological school to enlarge and cultivate the heart is the golden fundamental of the gospel. The pastor binds his people to him and rules his people by his heart. They may admire his gifts. They may be proud of his ability. They may be affected for the time by his sermons. But the stronghold of his power is his heart. His scepter is love. The throne of his power is his heart. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11. Heads never make martyrs. The heart that surrenders the life to love and faithfulness makes martyrs. It takes great courage to be a faithful pastor, but the heart alone can supply this courage. Gifts and genius may be brave, but it is the gifts and genius of the heart and not the head. It is easier to fill the head than it is to prepare the heart. It is easier to make a brain sermon than a heart sermon. It was heart that drew the Son of God from heaven. It is heart that will draw men to heaven. Men of heart are what the world needs to sympathize with its woes, to kiss away its sorrows, to understand its misery and to alleviate its pain. Christ was eminently the man of sorrows because he was preeminently the man of heart. He was despised and rejected among men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with weakness. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our sicknesses and suffered our pain, and we considered him stricken, smitten of God, and cast down. But he was wounded for our rebellions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes healing was provided for us. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. Give me thy heart is God's requisition of men. Give me thy heart is man's demand of man. A professional ministry is a heartless ministry. When salary plays a great part in the ministry, the heart plays little part. We may make preaching our business and not put our hearts into the business. He who puts self to the front in his preaching puts heart to the rear. He who does not sow with his heart in his study will never reap a harvest for God. The prayer closet is the heart's study. We will learn more about how to preach and what to preach there than we can learn in our libraries. Jesus wept is the shortest and biggest verse in the Bible. John chapter 11, verse 35. He that goes forth and weeps, not preaching great sermons, bearing the precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalm 126, verse 6. Praying gives sense, brings wisdom, and broadens and strengthens the mind. The closet is a perfect schoolteacher and schoolhouse for the preacher. Thought is not only brightened and clarified in prayer, but thought is also born in prayer. We can learn more in an hour of prayer, when praying indeed, than from many hours in the study. Books in the prayer closet can be found and read nowhere else. Revelations are made in the closet, which are made nowhere else. Scripture, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and difficult things which thou dost not know. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3.
From the ends of the earth I cry.